We are in Sivo Shalom, Parshat Va'ira, Daf Nun, Lachina, Morli Vnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Votziti Etchem. Says the Sivo Shalom, quoting from the beginning of the Parsha, Lachin emor livnei Yisrael ani Hashem. Therefore tell B'nai Yisrael, I am Hashem, I am Yudkei Vavkei. Hashem says to Moshe, go tell B'nai Yisrael, I am Hashem, I am Yudkei Vavkei. V'utziti etchem mitachat sivlot mitraim, and I will take you out from the burdens of Egypt. V'itzalti etchem me'avodatam, and I will save you from this crushing work, that labor that you're in Mitraim. V'ga'alti etchem mizradit yav v'shim gedolim, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with tremendous wonders. And I will take you to me to be a people, to be my people. And I will be a God to you. You know that I am Hashem, your God. From the beginning of the parasha. Yesh la'avim, we need to understand. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, therefore, tell B'nai Yisrael that I am Yedekei Bavkei, right before he tells them the Dalid Lishonot Shel Geula, the four phrases of redemption. We just read in that paragraph, it's where they come from, the four phrases of redemption. V'otzeti, v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, I'll take you out, otzeti, hitzalti, I will save you, ga'alti, I will redeem you, lakachti, I will take you to me. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prefacing the four terms of redemption that give us, for example, the four cups on Pesach night, right? We talk about these four, the concept of the four words of redemption a lot. Why is it that he prefaces it with, tell B'nai Yisrael, I am Hashem? Why is that the preface? The Chazal Amru Al Zeh, Chazal say, Ein Lachin Ela Lashon Shvua. That the word lachin here is a phraseology of shvua, of taking a swear, of taking an oath. Why is this necessary as a preface for discussing the geula? Next paragraph, last two lines. V'yesh la'avina inyan, di'ita b'chazal, b'sha'a sheba Moshe v'amar li Yisrael b'chodesh hazeh atem nigalim. When Moshe came and told B'nai Yisrael, in this month you will be redeemed, top of the next column. Amrulo Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Amrulo, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, hey, achanu nigalim v'chol mitzrayim mitunefet mi'avodah zarah shelanu. How are we going to be redeemed? All over Eretz Mitzrayim is all of the avodah zarah. For lo aleinu, we fell into avodah zarah. We were in Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is full of our avodah zarah. How can we be redeemed? Amar lehem, so Moshe responded to them, Hu'il v'chafetz b'geulatchem, eino mabit b'avodah zarah shelachem. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be redeemed, he wants your redemption, he's not going to look at your avodah zarah. Uvemedrash, and the Medrash says in the beginning of the parasha, ala pasuk vayidaber Elokim al Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem, that Hashem spoke to him and said, I am Hashem. Elokim Alamitzriim, ani Hashem al Yisrael. That to the Mitzriim, I am revealing myself as Elokim. I'm relating to them as Elokim, the name of judgment. For you, I am Hashem, I am Yudkei Vavkei. Meaning, let's see him explain it. Dehainu, sheklapei ha-Mitzriim, tachu midat adin. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to the Egyptians, he's relating to the Egyptians with the name Elokim, the name of Din, the name of judgment. He's focusing his attribute of judgment on them. V'ilu al Yisrael ani havaya. When focusing on Klal Yisrael, I'm using the name Yudkei Vavkei, name Havaya, that's the name that's used for Yudkei Vavkei. You can say, that's the way you can say Yudkei Vavkei. What? Mitzrim et Elokim, for us it's Havaya, which is just reorganizing the letters of Yudkei Vavkei. For us it's Havaya, Yudkei Vavkei. Bechesed, meaning the name of Chesed, of Rachamim, of loving kindness, of mercy. Vabi Orbazeh, Digi'ulat Mitzrayim, Hare Hayita Bekoach Emunah. That the whole Ge'ula, the whole redemption from Egypt, it's all coming from Emunah. It's all coming out from Emunah. Kemamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Bizchut Emunah nigalu avotenu mimitzrayim, uvizchut Emunah atzil nigael. That in the schus of Emunah, only through Emunah were we redeemed originally from Egypt, and only in the schus of Emunah will we be redeemed in the future. It came from Emunah, and it will come from Emunah. Emunah is where Geula sprouts from. Ukemo dichtiv, Vayamein ha'am vayishmeu ki pakar Hashem et bnei Yisrael. As the pasuk says, that they had emuna, and the emuna was that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to redeem them, and that brings about the redemption. Uveemuna yesh bet inyanim. But there's two aspects to emuna. Top of the next page. There's two aspects to emuna. Page 9. Kimo shebi'arnu b'marakatuv anochi Hashem elokecha, hu mitzvat emunat Hashem. that when it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's the mitzvah of Emunah Hashem. Shekulim bo bet chalki emunah, that these two aspects again are reflected here as well, and even in the phrase of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Ha'emunah she'anochi Hashem. There's one level of emunah which is of Anochi Hashem. I am Hashem. Shaborei barach hu borei umanhig lechol abruim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates and guides all of creation. He's the source of all of creation. He's involved in everything that exists. He's the guiding force behind everything. That's the emunah of Anochi Hashem. That's the emunah of I am Hashem. V'emunah she'anochi Elokecha. But there's a whole different level of emunah. There's a whole other layer of emunah. There's a layer of emunah of Anochi Elokecha. That I am your God. Ha'elokim shelcha. There's the emunah of there's a creator and I believe he created everything. There's a whole another level of emunah which is emunah that God is my God. It's personal. He cares about me. He's connected to me. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am God who is your God. Two totally different levels of ways in which we need to bring in emunah into our lives. Ha'elokim shelcha. Shavat she'be'ahavato bachar banu. That out of God's love, He chose us, li'ot amo, to be His people, v'hu elokeinu b'chirazo eninu tzliya b'shum tna'im, and that He is our God, and that this is a love and a connection that is not dependent upon anything. It's a totally deeper layer of emunah. That God is my God. He's connected to me. He's not just somewhere out there. It's a personal relationship. He chose me. He cares about me. He's connecting to me. V'zeh shenichtav, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeiticha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. And that's why it says in the first of the Aseret HaDibrot, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. Shebemitzrayim ha'item mishukaim b'memtet sha'arei tuma. That when you were in Mitzrayim, you were sunken into the lowest level of tuma, all the way down to the 49th level of tuma. 49 is as far as you go. Say that this, bring down the Sfarim based on the concept of 7 and 7 times 7, 49. It's the deepest level that one can reach. We reach the deepest level of Tumah, the one beyond that 50. Once you get to 50, there's no turning back. He took us out when we were at the 49th level. He took us out when we were as far gone as we could possibly be without being totally lost forever. Visham karai tanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ni b'chor Yisrael. And dafka then HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us. We are His firstborn child. We are His children. We are His chosen nation. Because I am your God in all situations. It's an incredible thing that he's saying. Meaning, why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu take us out then? Right, there's a lot of different layers of answers to this question. But it's a question that's often asked. We're told that we had to leave v'chipazon. We had to leave with great haste. Because if we stayed even for another minute, we would have sunken down to the 50th level and we would have never been able to come out. Once we get to the 50th, we can't get out. So the Sfarim asks, I think Nisiv HaShalom asks this in another place where he brings this out and just fleshes out a little bit more. Which is, okay, so if we were in that great danger of sinking to the 50th level and never coming back, so I've got an idea. Don't take us out at the 49th level at the last second. Take us out when we hit the 48th level and we're really close. Then we can also gather our stuff. The bread can rise. We're going to have matzah. It'll be great. Why take us out at 49? Why wait to the last second? And so he's bringing out here Noah, Kadosh Baruch Hu waited and waited and waited dafka until we reached the 49th level. He wanted us to be on the 49th level. Why? So that way we'd understand. The one HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as His people. He didn't choose us because of something. Because we're this. Because we did that. Because we're on this level. He dafka chose us at our lowest point to show us. I'm choosing you because I care about you. I'm choosing you because I love you. I'm choosing you because I want you. And I'm choosing you now so you fully understand that that's not dependent upon anything. In Seder Vav, to the three people who are there. So, yeah, that's right.
It wasn't three.
It was seven. But who's counting?
It was the best. Exactly.
At least. You're a whole minion. You've been dominating me since Korda started because you are the minion. Okay. In any event, so in Seder Vav, I mistakenly mentioned the word kares as an aside and everybody lost their minds. Right? Kares is a very bad thing. We should avoid Yisrael kares at all costs. That being said, again, what he's saying here is that in those moments when we feel like as a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's still connected to me, whether we have a fear of something we did in our past, or lo alinu in the future, we do something and we say to ourselves, after I did this thing, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu still want to be connected to me? Remember that. When was I chosen? I was chosen as part of the Jewish people. The Jewish people were chosen in Mitzrayim. They were chosen in Mitzrayim when they were dafka on the 49th level of Tum'ah. Why? So we would all know for all time, no matter how low we go, no matter how many mistakes we make, and we will, and the vast majority of us will very likely make mistakes. We're human beings. Human beings make mistakes. When those mistakes are made, to remember that our being chosen as the Jewish people is not dependent upon anything. We have a responsibility to live up to. We have mitzvot to fulfill. We have a purpose to accomplish. We have a destiny to fulfill. But despite that, if we make mistakes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I chose you because I love you. Full stop. Yeah. It's Zelu Matzeh Asa Elokim, I think is in Kohelet. Zelu Matzeh Asa Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always makes this according to that. It's always parallel. So in the same way that the 50th level of Kiddusha is the highest level that there is, and there's, so to speak, no coming back, on the flip side, the 50th level of Tum'ah, on the flip side, is the deepest level and there's no coming back. It says, the Gemara, I think it's the Gemara that says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, I think it says that he tried to achieve the greatest level of knowledge possible. He got to the 40th level, wasn't able to access the 50th level. I don't remember if it says there after he died that he got it or not. I have a vague recollection of seeing that at some point. But again, that's in Kedusha. That's in positive things. But on the flip side, and it could be in Tumah as well, though, Alinu, where you again, that's exactly the point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them. He said, I know you're the chosen people, and I'm taking you at Dafka now when you're your lowest to show you that it's not because of anything else. It's because I chose you. And always remember, it's because I chose you. Yeah.
So they weren't zochet to be taken out at all?
There's other midrashim that talk about what they did to be zochet taken out, what mitzvot they did keep, the fact that they were only taken out Dafka only after they performed Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. Again, there's a lot of other angles here. But his point is that, the piece that actually was trying to bet this week talked about this, that it says that there's two totally separate things. There's the fact that Mitzrayim was the land of Arayos, and the Gemara tells us no Jew was taken in by the Arayos of Mitzrayim. No Jew failed in the Arayos of Mitzrayim.
One did, right.
So he said none. The Medrash said none. I'm curious if I remember correctly, in that case, I don't think it was intentional, even though it was Arayos. But either way, even if it was one, the point is like everybody should have faltered in Arayos. One second. They should have faltered in Arayos. The idea there is, and again, the Sefer Shlomo said a black and white, because I've always wondered about this. He said, no. You can. The Jewish people didn't make any mistakes in that way, but just by being in the reality of Mitzrayim, that brought them a level of Tum'ah. They existed in Tum'ah, and that Tum'ah became a part of them simply by spiritual osmosis, by being part of that reality. That was the idea. And he said a black and white, which it helped me because I always wondered that same question. Yeah. They kept their names, they kept their language, they kept their clothing. Again, they did Bris Milah, they did Korban Pesach right beforehand to have the schus of the mitzvot to get out. Yeah. No. Doing avodah zarah and having emunah is not a contradiction.
Why?
It should be a contradiction, but it's not a contradiction because you can. Again, we don't understand the yitzhara for avodah zarah because the Gemara says in Masechet Yoma that we daven for, that it should be taken away and it was taken away. But you can back then they had a ta'ava, they had a physical desire to do avodah zarah. It's something which is totally foreign to us and totally crazy to us. But the same way that a person has a ta'ava to do an avera in the realm of Arayos. Again, good God-fearing people make those mistakes. Does it mean that they don't have emunah, or does it mean that they made a mistake in that moment, that they got swept up in that moment? I'd like to think. There's no way that everybody who makes a mistake in Arayos doesn't have emunah. It means that they got beaten by their Yitzhara. So living in Mitzrayim for that long, they got beaten by their Yitzhara, and they knew it. And they said, we don't deserve to be redeemed. We got beaten by your Yitzhara. But the answer, but they still believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't as faithful to him as they needed to be, but they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they owned it. They said, we don't deserve to be redeemed. And Moshe says, no, God's saying, I want to take you out now. Dafka now. When you're in this Tumah, to show you it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. That's the idea. Okay, let's take it a step forward. Again, the takeaway point here again is to realize, according to Sefer Shalom, this is one reason why Dafka took them out then, and again, for every single one of us to recognize that in those moments when we feel like we're in that Tum'ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still chose us even then. And he still wants us to come back. He still wants us to do tshuva. He still wants to be connected to us. That it's not dependent upon anything. And this is what it means when it says that the people had emunah. Shehisigu hamadrega hashniya shel emunah anochi elokecha. That they understood. In that moment, when they were in Mitzrayim, they understood that Hashem is our God. He cares about me. He is a God that is personally connected to me. Hamadregari shonashi etzem emunah. The first level, which is basic emunah, essential emunah, b'Hashem Yitbarach. Kvar hayita lahem hayash, they always had that. They always believed in God. But they never knew for sure, is he a God that cares about me? Is he a God that's connected to me? Is he a God that wants me? We've always been ma'aminim. We've always had emunah that came all the way from the avos. We know there's a God. We know a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. We fully believe in Him. They didn't believe that when they were got so low, when they messed up so badly, that they could still be deserving of redemption. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about. He said, the Jewish people aren't going to believe me. Meaning they're not going to believe in themselves. They're not going to believe that they deserve redemption. Achim, me'achar she'sham'u mi'Moshe Rabbeinu, she'kevan she'chafeitza Kadosh Baruch Hu le'ga'alchem, eno mabit b'vorazar shelachem. Once they heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, that since the Kadosh Baruch Hu so much wanted them, He wouldn't even look at their avodah zarah. As vayamein ha'am, then they understood. They had emunah on a level of understanding that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is our God. He's connected to me. He cares about me. But it's still a wondering. What does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu like turned a blind eye to their avodah zarah? At the end of the day, they did avodah zarah. How do we accept that? How do we understand that? How do we understand that? How can avodah zarah be hidden from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? If we did it, we did it. Elaki hanagai Yisrael, he bevchinat ani Hashem bechesed v'rachamim. Because the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu guides us, he guides Klal Yisrael, is with Yudke Vavke, is with the name of Chesed, is with the name of Rachamim, with loving kindness, with mercy. Shebanim atem Hashem Elokeichem, that we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. Zoi nitzchit, that's forever. V'chol atzna'im v'matzavim, in every situation, in all conditions, we're always His children. V'kevan shekach eno mabit v'chulim. Meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to overlook it for now. I need to take you out now. I get it. You did avodah zarah. We'll deal with it. We'll figure it out. But I'm not looking at it now. Because now you're in trouble. Now you're in pain. Now you need help. And I'm going to take care of you. Right now I need to take you out of Egypt. We'll deal with all that stuff later. V'kashir shamuzot az v'yamin am. Again, when they heard that, the people believed in the emunah. They had a faith. They had an emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God. She'isigu dargat emunah she'anochi elokecha v'chol ha'matzavim. That we reach the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in all situations. U'v'izkut ha'emunah hazot nigalu avoteinu mi'mitzrayim. It was in the schus of this emunah. It was in the merit of this emunah that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. U'v'izkut emunah atidim ligael, and in the schus of this emunah, will Be'ezrat Hashem achieve and experience the future redemption in Harab Aminu as well. Amen. Next paragraph. V'ze omro, and that's what it means when it says, Lachein emor li v'nei Yisrael ani Hashem. Therefore tell Klal Yisrael that I am Yudke Vavke. Ha'atama l'bisorat ha'geula, the preface to the news that we were going to be redeemed. Ki shereshit ki yadu shani Hashem, is the first thing we need to know is that I am Yudkei Vavkei, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am Havaya. What does that mean? Hashem shel chesed v'rachamim, that I'm a God of mercy, that I'm a God of loving kindness. Shanagai Yisrael hi bechesed v'rachamim, that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us, the way He guides us, the way He interacts with us is all with chesed and rachamim. And for some of us, that might be a total 180. A lot of times when we grow up, when we experience in day school, you can raise your hand if this is something which you experienced in day school, right? When you grow up in elementary school and high school, so often what's focused on and focused on and focused on is all of the don'ts. You do this aveira, you're going to Gehenna. Don't do this, your Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you. Don't do this, it's going to be the end of the world. Karis. We're told again and again and again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to get us. And it builds an image in our minds of an angry God, of a vengeful God, of a God who's just out to strike me down. An image of God sitting up there in the clouds like a thunderbolt in his hand, looking to strike me down the second I do an Aveira. And we need to understand is that image of God, it's literally Zeus and Avodah Zarah. It's literally not God. It's literally Avodah Zarah. If you having that image of God, that's not what God is. It's an image of God that comes from broken aspects of certain elements of the education system. And it's an image of God that comes from the secular world. The outside world, the Christian world, tells us. This is their language. The God of the Old Testament is a God of fire and brimstone. The God of the so-called false New Testament is a God of love and kindness. That was the switch. He's a sheker. And it permeates what we hear and what we see. And we think, so we reject the New Testament, we reject Christianity, so then what do we say? Okay, so our God must be a God of fire and brimstone. But who came up with that? Who said that? Who says that? The Christians say that. Do we say that? Absolutely not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally introduces himself to us when he's about to define us as a nation. We came down as 70 people. We left as a nation. We're not a nation until we leave Mitzrayim. The way that, very graphically, the Midrash talks about it, that the Kilu, it's like it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and like he helped a, he went and helped like the sheep give birth to a baby, that he went in and he pulled us out of Mitzrayim, that we're literally birthed from Mitzrayim as a people. This is when we become a nation. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe to prepare us to be born as a nation, what does he say? I am Yudke Vavke. I am chesed. I am rachamim, so to speak. I express myself as chesed. I express myself with rachamim. I relate to you, Klal Yisrael, with chesed and rachamim. That's the God that meets us. That's the God that introduces himself to us. That's the God who interacts with us. Every day when we interact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're interacting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu who interacts with chesed and rachamim. That's our God. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Yeah. He says right here, when they're in Egypt and they're saying, we of course know there's a God, but don't tell me we're about to be redeemed. We don't deserve it. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, God is Yudke Vavke. He is a God of Chesed. He is a God of Rachamim. He wants you. He wants to take you out. Well, again, Rachamim, Chesed is loving kindness. Rachamim is mercy. What's really at the root of Rachamim? Rachamim is Milashon. Anybody know what Rachamim is? What's the root of the word Rachamim? Everyone's pointed this out, which is so beautiful. What? Well, Rachim for sure, but Rachim, Rachim is correct. If you have different nekudot, what other word do you get? Rechem. Which is what? Like what's a rechem? A womb. A rechem is a womb. What's? No, it's not. Same letters. It's the same letters. Totally the same letters. What's the connection between rachamim, mercy, and a womb? So my right point to that is so mind-blowing. You have to understand, Hebrew is Lashon HaKodesh. When you have a word that has two different meanings in Judaism, it's not by accident. It means that there's a deep connection between them. One layer of the connection here, it's a totally different way of understanding, a deeper way of understanding what rachamim is about, is that what happens in a rechem, what is a womb doing? That the child, when the child is in the womb, it can't sustain itself. And so the mother gives it life and food and takes care of it and guards it. Why? Because it knows at some point soon it will go and it'll be born and then it will be able to breathe on its own, eat on its own, function on its own. That's the idea. What is rachamim? What is rachamim? The idea of rachamim is when I make a mistake, a Kadosh Baruch Hu should punish me right now. I went against the King of all kings. I sinned against the King of all kings. I rebelled against the King of all kings. I should be executed right now. Why doesn't he? Because of rachamim. What is rachamim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I understand that right now you can't sustain yourself. Right now you don't have life. And I'm going to keep giving you life and sustaining you. Why? Because I know that if I give you long enough, you'll be able to go and to do tshuva and eventually be able to live on your own again. To live on your own merit again. That's a deeper level of what rachamim is about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's introducing himself as a God of chesed. Chesed is just taking care of it and saying, no, I'm going to take care of you. Rachamim is, even if I'm not going to take care of you, you have to figure it out. I'm going to give you time. Time you don't deserve, but if you have that time, I believe you're going to do tshuva. I believe you're going to come back. I'm a God of chesed and rachamim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the preface to Geula. That's the foundation of Geula. That's the foundation of our relationship with him. That's the God who is our God. That's the God that we're relating to. Where are we at? Sorry, what's the place?
Hashem is introducing himself to us.
No, you're good, good. Yeah. I see where. And more livnei Yisrael ani Hashem. Tashrish bahem ha'emunah sh'ani mitnaheg imam tamid b'chesed v'rachamim. To root within them that I act with them consistently only with chesed and rachamim. V'tiyeh lahem emunah b'hira be'avat Hashem l'Yisrael. And that they should have a clarity of emuna, of ahavat Hashem with Klal Yisrael. Sha'azin naf kamin imhem kein chotim o lo chotim. Ki lo'olam ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashlich Yehudi me'ito yiparach. It doesn't matter if I sin or I'm not sinning. It doesn't matter if I'm in a good place or not. It doesn't matter if I'm in Tuma or I'm not in Tuma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in all situations. And after HaKadosh Baruch Hu does lay out the four lishonot of Geula, once he does lay out the four terms of redemption, he concludes and says, Ne'emar, v'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokechem, and know I am Hashem your God. V'haynu kilshon chazal, as chazal say in Avos, chiba yitera nodat lahem liYisrael, shenikru'u banim lamakom. There is an extra level of love and closeness that was given over to Klal Yisrael when he calls us his children. Shenamar banim atem Hashem Elokechem, you're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kolomar, shechiba yitera ze shenodat lahem. Meaning, it's even deeper than that, kilu, that it was known to them, that it was part of them. Shemodi'im lahem et godel ma'alatam shem banim lamakom. That it was made known to them with clarity, the high level they had, that we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what a child does, no matter how angry a parent gets, nothing can ever break the bond of a parent and a child.
Mama, it's never
what? Yeah. Chillax with the car race. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. What? No. No, this is PTSD from Seder Vav. It's okay. We're fine. It's all good. The idea here is, again, there's nothing. You can feel disconnected from your parents. But you go for a DNA test, nothing is ever going to break your genetic bond to your parents. You can feel disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the point is, kiviyachol, it's a mashal. You can feel disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you can never be cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The umbilical cord is always there.
It's so beautiful. Because it's like the womb. I love that.
They have a very special relationship. Thank you for sharing with us. Vizeu. I love each time we have a class, you have a little chavruta moment. Vizeu. I apologize that Kilala gets in between you sometimes. Vizeu omro v'idatem. And that's what it means when it says v'idatem. Shechiba yitzera nodat lahem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. That there's this extra level of knowing on a deep sense that I am Hashem, your God, that we're totally connected. Ani Hashem Shalachem. It's going to switch gears now a little bit. We're on Nun Aleph, beginning the top, the second column at the top. Okay, if those who want to follow inside. Od Yish Lefaresh. We can also explain it in a totally different way. Od Yish Lefaresh. Inyan Ha'atama Lachin Amor L'Bnei Yisrael Ani Hashem. Al Pimad Itam Midrash, that which says in the Medrash, Ala Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Right, so switching gears now. Right, we said number one, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu preface it with know that I am Hashem your God? It's know that I am Yud Kei Vav Kei, Chesed, Rachamim, I care about you, I'm taking you out of your lowest, you know that I always want you, that I want you for you. That's why I chose you, not for any other reason. What's another layer that's being brought out? He's going to switch gears and give another explanation. It's based on that which it says in the Medrash, when it says that God says to Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha, leave your homeland behind. He says, Mashal le'echad shaya uver mimakom lemakom, v'ra'a bira achat doleket. It's like this person who's going, Avraham is like this person who's going from place to place. And then he sees this mansion, this castle, this huge mansion that's lit up. Amar, tomar shabira azot bliman b'lo manhik. Could it be that this place is lit up and there's nobody guiding it? It can't be. the person who owns the mansion jumps out and says, "Ani hu ba'al habira." No, no, you're right. I am the person who owns this place. Kach lefi shaya Avram Avinu Omer Tomar she'olam hazeh b'lo manhig. Meaning, once Avram Avinu turned around and he said, "Look at the way this world is. Look at how it's run. Actually, see the world with clear eyes. That it's impossible that everything works. It's impossible that the rain goes up to the sky. It comes down from the clouds. It waters the earth. It produces life. That life is able to be eaten by the animals, and the animals are able to be eaten by the people. That the way that the whole human being functions, Asher Yotzer, that we say that every aspect of our body works." That even though we have holes all over our face, that we are able to still, that the air stays inside of us, that we're able to breathe, that we don't just die from things falling out. That inside of us, that everything functions, that our heart functions with all the different chambers, that our eyes are able to work with the millions and billions of pieces that are needed to work in sync in order for the eyes to work. That he looks around and he says, there's so much happening here. There's so much aligned. It can't be that this world doesn't have there's nobody ruling this world. It's impossible that this isn't intentional. It's impossible there's nobody running the show. And the second he looks around and says, it must be that somebody's guiding everything. It must be that somebody's making the sun rise in the east and set in the west every day. It must be that somebody's changing the seasons. It must be that somebody's running nature. It has to be so. He tzitz lav a Kadosh Baruch Hu jumps out and says, Ani hu ba'al ha'olam. I'm the master of the world. You're right, Labriut, I'm the master of the world. Umivarim ha-mefarshim, she'Avraham Avinu ra'at ha-dorot ha-risha'im she'yu lefanav. So the Mefarshim explain on this, they give it differently than I said. The Mefarshim say on this that Avraham looked around at all of the generations of Rishayim that were before him. Dorot shel hashkata, generations that destroyed the world that came before him in Parshiot Bereshit and Noach. The Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood. Dor Enosh, the generation of Enosh that did Avodah Zarah for the first time. The Mabul, Dor HaPalaga, the Tower of Babel. So he says it differently. Maybe this has always been the pshat I just understood the midrash. He says, I think he means that he saw all of this destruction going on, and he saw that the world was on fire, lit up not in terms of the light being on, but lit up meaning on fire. That's how I always heard this midrash, meaning that it was the lights are. He saw that the world was metaphorically on fire. No, he lived through. He watched all these previous generations that passed, and all the destruction that there was in the world.
Like all of the Zara.
Yeah, the Avodah Zarah and the Gilar Rayos and the rebellions against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he saw Kibir Adolek, and I think he means it was the whole thing was on fire. Let's see what he says. The Alzet Taman, and he was astonished. Tomar she'in manhig libira hadoleket hazo. Is there nobody guiding this house? He did the Baal Abira, then the Baal Abira jumps out. Va'amarlo ani hu Baal Abira. I am the own. I'm the one who's running this house. Et kol adleika hazot manhi HaKadosh Baruch Hu al pi cheshbon amok mane amok va'kol bashkacha pratit. He said kilu Avraham Avinu looked around at the world and saw that the world was on fire. Totally different pshat in this midrash. He saw again, maybe the only pshat in the midrash, but it's at least a pshat. It's certainly what I said. Maybe a pshat in the midrash. This is definitely a pshat in the midrash. He saw that the world was on fire. He saw the world was falling apart, and he said, "How could it be? How could it be that there's nobody running this world?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out and says, "You're right. There is somebody running this world. I am running the world. And despite the fact that everything seems to be falling apart, somehow, deep, 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 if you look deep underneath, this is all being guided by me. This is all intentional. This is all the way things are supposed to be. Al pi cheshbon amok mane amok, from a deep, deep place, a deep, deep calculation on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part. V'akol b'ashkacha pratit, everything is with a deep hashkacha. Shani u'bal abira, I'm running the show. U'val abira hu asher yodea, ematai tzricha abira daluk, u'matai natzarik lidlok. And if you really run the house, you know when the house needs to be lit up, when it needs to be on fire, we need to put it out. There are some times you need to go, you need to destroy in order to build. He said, and you're right, there is somebody in charge. I am in charge. And even though things are going crazy now, yes, I'm in charge and there's a reason for this. The Alderek Zeh, based on this, Yesh Lavin Omro Lachin Amor L'Bnei Yisrael Ni Hashem. That's why God now, when he introduces himself to the Jewish people, when we're about to be born as a nation, he says, no, I am Hashem, I am Yivkei Vavke. Ki Begalut Mitzrayim Lifnei Ha'Geula, Huchbad Me'od Koshi Hashibud. Because in the exile in Mitzrayim, before the redemption, It was very, very difficult shibud. We were mamish enslaved in the worst way. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says it in the end of Parshat Shmot, Lama harayot lama zeh shelachtani? Why are you doing evil to these people? Why did you send me if it's not going to save them? Sheishar bepirushim ma'itak havanato HaKadoshah shel Moshe Rabbeinu v'Rabbeinu, meaning, what right does Moshe have to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, why are you doing bad to these people? Why did you send me? It seems like chutzpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to God. Who is he to question God? V'al kopanim hayaba zeh tmiyah. But it was coming from a place that he sees them in pain, and he wants to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you doing this? You told me, go, lead the Jewish people, go to Paro, say let my people go, he'll let us go and let us become you. But I went and I talked to Paro, and he's making it worse. He's not giving them straw, he's not giving them bricks. They're now mamish beating them worse than they were before. They have no time to breathe, they can't possibly fulfill the work. What are you doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's asking out of exasperation, out of pain for his fellow Jews, which is what made him the leader in the first place. He's asking them out of pain. It seems like the whole world's on fire, says Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going on? V'alzeh amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Lachein emor levenei Yisrael ani Hashem. He says, tell them, Ayin Yud Kei Vav Kei, ani hu ba'al abira. I run the show. I'm guiding everything intentionally. And with very careful calculations, very exacting calculations. And it was in the schutz of the semunah that they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in fact running the show. And because there was a reason for everything. That's why they were redeemed. That's why we will be redeemed. It's an incredible thing what he's saying. He's saying, he's emphasizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us before we're born as a nation, and Dafka, it has to be so. Because we are a nation that throughout our history literally goes from one difficulty and one tragedy to the next. From pain to suffering, with bright moments in between. We have a very, very challenging history. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the moment of our birth, understand, when it looks like the world is on fire, I lit it. And it's for a purpose. I lit it because sometimes you got to burn down some of the trees to be able to allow the forest to grow back even stronger. I'm in charge. I'm doing it for a reason. Every one of us needs to bring that into life. You look around. You literally look around. It seems like the world's on fire. There's still plastic up. We're told there's a vaccine. What happens the second we're told there's a vaccine? It mutates and suddenly like everybody's getting corona. Everybody's left. Everybody's getting corona. Which one is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us a vaccine. Why are you making it worse? What's going on? You look at, I mean, without getting into any of the details, you look at what's going on. So many of us come from certain places in the Chutz La'aretz that are literally on fire right now. It's crazy. There was an attack on the Capitol for the first time since the 1800s. I mean, there was pretty darn close. It was pretty darn close. There was an attempted revolution in America. Again, the Capitol hadn't been attacked since the 1800s. It was attacked by its own citizens. I'm saying, like, the world is losing its mind. Shh. I mean, that's very serious. The world is losing its mind. We don't know what to do with ourselves. We don't know where to go. We don't know what to do. Two weeks ago, you were looking forward to the end of helping Shana Bet have a nice end of this, have a nice end to Shana Bet, and to go out and do your thing. And what happened? Boom, bidud. That's it. Bidud, suddenly you're back on Zoom. You get out of Bidud, I go to somewhere else, boom, they have corona. Game over. They made it till January. They got corona. HaKadosh Baruch was in charge. One of the Rebbeim got corona and he passed it on to the guys. They were fine. They kept themselves safe. That's how it happened. But again, nothing against the Rebbe. Nothing against Rebbe at all. But you have to understand. You look at the way they say, you can imagine, like, if you guys remember what some of your Yom Kippur was like. Okay? When you... I remember Erev Yom Kippur in just total...
I remember that too.
totally in a fog from Corona, but hearing that you guys, that half of you were, was which capsule was it?
The red.
Yeah. Which side of the room was it? That the bigger capsule went in to be for Erev Yom Kippur. I remember sitting in the playground, the kids' playground outside of the house, just like to take a walk, and I heard that, and I sat down, and I didn't even send you the first version of the 10-minute voice note that I sent you guys. I was crying when I sent you the voice note. And there's people in their Shana Aleph who don't get Yom Kippur. They have to sit in their room for Yom Kippur and be dude for Yom Kippur and to really dig deep and say to myself, how do? But that's the point. That's exactly the point. When it looks like everything's crazy and it looks like the world is on fire and it looks like everything's falling apart. Whether it's a bidud on Yom Kippur, whether it's a bunch of guys who were waiting to get the vaccine, hopefully in the next few weeks. They made it till, the only yeshiva to make it till January without getting corona. Done. It's over. They're done. Game over. They made it this far. And for them, their world is, you can imagine, you actually can. You can imagine the WhatsApps that I'm getting from my guys. How do I keep strong? I was doing so well on the base. I was learning so well. What do I do now? How do I keep it up? You should definitely not. Video is an encouragement from Shana Aleph. Girls are not what they need right now on so many levels. But it was a nice idea. It was a beautiful idea. But the idea is there are times where it looks like the world is on fire. And the idea is to dig deep. And that's what I did for you. Meaning I tried to get into your headspace. When I left you that voice note on Erev Yom Kippur. It's when I have to get into the guy's headspace now. And how do you feel in the lull, in the dark, I mean, the darkest time of the year now. It's Kislev and Tevet time, just going into Shvat. It's the longest nights. We're in the dead of the winter. It's the longest man. Things start to drag now a little bit. It's very hard. How do you tell a guy who's dragging? How do I tell guys who were telling me this week when I met with them one-on-one that they were starting to feel a little bit of burnout? And now they're stuck in their rooms. And now they can't even learn Bichlal. What do you do? What do you say? The answer is you got to dig deep and you have to see the good. And if you can't see the good, that's okay. If you can't see the good, that's okay. But to at least have, this is what Bnei Yisrael walked out of Mitzrayim with. You walk out with the emuna that even though the world looks like it's on fire, even though the world is on fire, even though my life is falling apart, even though nothing makes sense at all, there is nothing that makes sense. That's all true. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. Everything's falling apart. Yes, but you know what? If everything's falling apart, who could have orchestrated such a thing? Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, there's a reason. And it may hurt, and I may be pained, and I may be frustrated with a Kadosh Baruch Hu even. But I need to understand that everything is being guided by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and deep down, to dig deep and understand if it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's coming from love. We did this last night in Derech Hashem. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the world because he wants to give his goodness. Everything that happens in the world is premised on that God wants to give good. And even if it looks bad, and even if it is in our eyes bad, it's coming from a place of tov, and it's coming from a place of good. We have to see that. We have to know that. Know that in our kishkas. Okay? Got it all the way down to our kishkas. Yeah.
We're just talking about kishka today.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No. That kishka tastes good.
Why not the same word?
Kishka is the
means. Kishka means your innards. Kishka means your innards. That's the idea. You have to know it. You have to know it all the way to. I apologize for bringing up food. Always a mistake. You have to dig deep. You have to dig deep. You have to dig deep. You have to dig deep and recognize that yes, even if the world is on fire, it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and it's all for a reason. And that's hard to accept. It's a bitter pill to swallow. But despite that, we need to do that. We need to get ourselves to a place where even if I don't understand why, even if I'm not okay with it, I know it's coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and it's all for a reason. That's where I need to get to. That's what Klal Yisrael is being told when they come out of Mitzrayim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe, knowing that when Moshe goes to Paro, the Paro is going to spit in his face, take away the Tevin, take away the bricks, take away the straw, have them beat. A Kadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly what was going to happen. He needed to bring us a little bit lower, to cry out a little bit deeper, to get us to that place where we're finally ready for the Geula. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed. And that's, by the way, he doesn't say here, that is, I pointed this out in Seder Vav, that is Moshe Rabbeinu's, that is God's response. We pointed this out, it's a very important point, and something to just emphasize here as well. When we read Chumash, don't pay attention to the Prakim. The Prakim were not created, the Prakim were actually designed, were made by the Christians. Yeah, they made the Prakim. God chose where each pasuk ends, and God chose where every single paragraph ends. But he did not divide up the chapters of Perek Aleph. That all came from the Christians. Look at this and see. We adopted it, I believe, during the time of the disputations because we had to, or they would kill us in order to dispute them. So it just sort of stuck. There's a publishing company who said, like, no, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to make our own. And so in their version of Tanakh, they have the one that everybody has, and they had their own. And they thought, like, everybody's like, oh, great, it's a whole new Perek and Pasuk system to start from scratch. And, like, the 21st century. Nobody was into it. Nobody ever adopted it. It's still sitting there. Nobody's ever reading it. But if you know what I'm talking about, it has the inner Perakim Prakim Psukim and the outer Prakim Psukim. Now you know why that those are there. There's the real ones and then the ones that they just made up.
The Quran.
You do that every time. The Quran is... Quran is not a religion. Quran is wonderful. But I don't know what made them think that anybody was going to adopt their Perek and Pasuk system. In any event, so watch here. See the difference between, and it's beautiful, it's brought out here, how you could look at the world and how Christians look at Judaism. How you could look at the world and how we need to look at the world. Where do they end the Parsha? Where do they end the Perek? They end the Perek on Moshe Rabbeinu turning to God after he sees what's happening to them. Moshe sees the pain that he added. And the last pasuk of the Perek, which is meaningless, the last pasuk of the Perek is, Moshe says, Vayashav Moshe al Hashem. Moshe comes to Hashem and says, Hashem, lama hariot lama zeh? Why are you doing evil to these people? Lama zeh shelachtani? Why did you send me? Umayaz bat yel parol deber b'shmecha. Hirala Amazer, from the moment you sent me to talk in your name to Paro, it's been evil for this people. V'atzilu itzalt et amecha, and you didn't save them. According to the Christians, Kaddish, that's the end of the Parsha. Is Moshe Rabbeinu yelling out against the Kaddish Baruch Hu for bringing negativity? Again, an angry, vengeful God who tortures his people. What's the end of the paragraph from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? There's one more pasuk. Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph is the actual end of the paragraph, the end of the Parsha. Watch how it changes the whole thing. It changes the whole thing. Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. This is the real last Pasuk of the Parsha. Hashem says to Moshe, no. Atat yir'et asher aseh lefaro. Now you will see what I'm going to do to Paro. Ki biyad chazakah yishalchem. Because I will take them out with a strong hand. Uviyad chazakah yigarshem miartso. He will send them out and with a strong hand will Paro drive them out of Egypt. Now we're ready to go. That's the end of the Parsha. The end of the Parsha is, no, Moshe. What happened? The world needed to burn right now. But that's for me also. And now we're ready to put out the fires and to start to grow again. That's the real end of the Parsha. Without that Pasuk, the whole Parsha, you don't understand what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That's the difference there. That's the difference here. That's what's being said here. We need to, even when things are hard, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. Let's take it a little bit further. Next paragraph. V'alpi de'ita b'svar ha'makedoshim kol ha'parshiyot shel galut v'yitziat mitzrayim she'achim l'chol yachid v'yachid b'chol ha'galiyot shaver b'olamo. As we said before, he always makes it personal. So what he's saying now is, as it says in the Svar HaMakedoshim, all of these parshiot of the exile in Mitzrayim is connected to every single one of us in every exile that goes on in the world. Ukemo shebe'arnu ha'inyan madua nikba goralo shel ha'am ha'nifchar be'ofen shekol yamav ritzufim tla'ot v'nidonim b'galut rodfot galut. As we've talked, he's talked about in previous pieces, that why is it the lot of Klal Yisrael? Why is it our in the nature of our history? The chosen people, that all of our days are just, it's just pain and challenge and suffering and exile. We started out in Mitzrayim, in Galut, and in Shibud, and in pain. And after God has spoken to us, I will take you to be my people. Hare Rov Yamim, top of the next page. The majority of the days of Klal Yisrael's history. Bigalut v'chashkut, they're in exile and darkness. What's up with that? What is that? Shukmam Ramzal, as Chazal say, Yisrael monim levana, that Klal Yisrael are like the moon. We're compared to the moon, says the Gemara. Al derach shalvana shruya rov azman b'chashkut, just like the moon spends most of its time in darkness, kach gam anagash al am Yisrael. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with Am Yisrael. Shebazim malim heimet hatafkir hagadol biyotir, because that's how we fulfill our purpose in this world. Zoash tichut shal ha'uma Yisraeli, this is our job. This is why we're here. Vashlichut shal kol yachid v'yachid, and the goal, the shlichus, shlichut is messenger. This is, thank you. This is what we're meant to do. Not, well, where are the messengers? There's another word that I can't find, but that messenger was correct. That we're being sent out. That we're the agents of the agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're being sent out. The messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one of us. Sheikhaimu bechinat ki ashev bechoshech Hashem v'orli. That I sit in darkness, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is light for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh lo malachim v'strafim l'rov. Uvamenech shevet avoratam shel krutzei chomer ba'olam ha'shafel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's got malachim, he's got srafim, he has angelic, he has angels, which is how we translate malachim, I guess. But malachim all around us. What does he need physical human beings for? What does he need us for? He doesn't need us, but what does he want us for? V'rak shechafetz Hashem ba'avodato sheyudi. He wants our avodat Hashem. Shebetoch kol hachashkut, he wants dafka, that through the darkness, sheover b'chayav yodea hu shehashem yibarach imo. He wants us to work on ourselves to know that no matter how dark things get in our lives, he is with us in that darkness. It's easy to be a fair weather friend. It's easy to be there in the good times. It's easy to be in a marriage when times are good. It's tough to be a friend when things are tough. It's hard to be in a marriage when things aren't as good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work in this world, to connect with Him, and say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yes, I'm in darkness. Yes, things are difficult. Yes, things are complicated. But I've worked on myself and worked on myself to see, for my eyes to adjust to that darkness, and see with clarity within that darkness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within me. Sorry, he's also within me. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me within the darkness. Whether it's physical difficulties, whether it's physical ailments, whether it's spiritual darkness, again, whether it's somebody crying out on Yom Kippur from Bidud, whether it's somebody crying out from right now from being in Bidud now in the middle of the year, whether it's somebody crying out because from campus because they remember the good seminary days and don't remember why they felt connected to God and now feel totally disconnected. And now feel totally in darkness. Somebody years later, somebody living in a singles community 3-4 years after college and not even remembering why they were trying to be from in the first place. Somebody in a marriage and they're totally overwhelmed by everything they have to do with the husband and the wife and the children and work and money and finances and food, taking care of everything. And they don't remember Ruchnius anymore. Whatever stage of life you're in when you feel that darkness, and so many people, it's part of life to feel galut, to feel personal exile. It's part of life to feel that darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be darkness in this person's life because I want them to train themselves, train their eyes in that darkness to see that I'm with them even in the darkness. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. He's always guiding us. He's always guiding everything, and He's always with us. That's what we're meant to do. If we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the challenges of this world, then we're able to live with Him in the sublime reality of the next. We're meant to fight to see Him within the darkness of this world. V'chashkut shel pachas alav, yitzrosh nishindamelo sheshem b'rachachu menu. Again, no matter what the darkness is in life, physical issues, spiritual issues, my Yitzhahara attacking me and I just can't get myself straight. The af begalut haprat, even when we're in our own personal exile, our own personal mitrayim, our own personal spiritual low, our own personal physical difficulties, our own personal attacks of the Yitzhahara. Bishchut ha'emunah nigalu. Where does the geula come from when I'm in that darkness? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding everything. if I'm able to hold that close, if I'm able to link into that, if I'm able to latch onto that, if I'm able to make that real for myself, then I'm able to get out of that darkness. That's the road out. That's the way to get back to good. That's the only way to get there. Sha'al zen emar. About this it says, Lachin emor livnei Yisrael ani Hashem. Say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani Hashem, shebetochechi birato hadoleket ta'ir liyudi amuna shelitzitz la ba'al habira. That inside of the fire that's inside of me, that I'm burning up from the inside out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps out and says, no, I'm in charge of this house. I caused this fire and I'm going to put it out. To see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of that. He brought me to this place because I needed to be here and He will guide me out. I just need to accept that that's part of the process and take His hand that's already extended towards me. When I'm in that place of darkness, the way out is to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. It's already extended. I just need to see it and take it. And it'll take me out and take me back to good. Shal kol prat kechut ha-se'ara yesh hashkacha pratit ve'in shum tvi'ut. That in every detail of my life, to the hair's breadth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding me. There's no nature. There's no nothing. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding me. U'kemo shekotev Ramban, as the Ramban says, Nachmanides, b'sof parshat bo, at the end of parshat bo, she'ein la'adam chilek batorat Moshe Rabbeinu, ad sh'na'amin b'chol divareinu, u'mikareinu she'ein bahem shum tivi'ut, u'min hago shel olam, v'akol nisim l'mala min ha'teva. As the very, very famous, it's possibly the most famous Ramban. It's in next week's Parsha. If you get a chance, if you want to know, I can send you spend the whole week learning it just to understand it. It's a very, very important and deep Ramban. The Ramban there at the end of Parsha, Bo says, it's quoting from it, just a small line, but he basically says, he gets into basically the whole purpose of reality, the whole purpose of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He says, She'ein la'adam chilek b'Torah, he says, the person doesn't have a chilek in Torah's Moshe. A person basically isn't Jewish. Until they believe in everything. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Everything that happens to us. Everything that happens. There's no nature. There's no just way of the world. Everything that happens to us. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person gets sick and takes medicine and gets better. Why did they get better? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person goes through a challenge in life and digs deep and finds inner strength and overcomes. Where did that inner strength come from? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's no such thing as nature. Nature is the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that he normally does them. That's all that it is. And to be able to dig deep and look and see that everything is being guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One last paragraph. Let's get one last one in the last few minutes. Let's make it the most of every minute, right? Get one last in. You're with me. Fantastic. Let's get one more in. Okay? Va'kesher. Every time people forget that I see things. Va'kesher shel divrei ha-medrash. The connection between the medrash, ha-niskar, mashal le'achad v'chuli le'pasuk, v'yomar Hashem el Avram lech lecha. The connection between this Baal Abirah that's jumping out and the Pasuk of Lech Lecha. What's the connection between the two? Meaning that was the Medrash is commenting on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Lech Lecha. What does it do with this whole mashal of the Baal Abirah jumping out and saying, you're right, I do run the world. Yesh lavin al pi mashem mefaresh ha-sforno. We can understand this based on the Sforno who says, bro, Lech Lecha me'artzecha. How does he explain Lech Lecha me'artzecha, leave your land behind? Ela arash yerecha, to the place that I will show you. Hare lo matzinu sher elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leichan yelech. Says the Sforno, at the end of the day we go to the Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never actually shows him where to go. He just starts walking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never shows him where to go. How do we understand that? Ela kavanah el ha'aretz asher eka. What does it mean, the land that I will show you? Ha'aretz ba et ra'eh elecha b'mar'ut Elokim. Wow. What does it mean, ha'aretz asher eka? Not the land that I will show you. Lirot kilu, the land where you will see me within it. Ha'aret asher ereka, the land that I will be able to be seen, the land that you'll see me within it. That's how you know where to go. Ha'aretz ba'etz ra'eh lecha marot elokim, where I'll be seen to you with a vision of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'zema sh'nichtav acharkach v'yavur Avraham ba'aretz. V'yavur Avraham ba'aretz, that Avraham goes around the land. Sha'avari makom makom, he goes from place to place. Ad asher yirei elav Hashem, until Hashem appears to him. Az yadaz shezot ya'aretz ha'kadosha, shinalo v'anav. Meaning he went from place to place to place, waiting for a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be revealed. Then when he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw, had a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's like, oh, this is the place I was supposed to go. V'alzene emar v'even sham mizbeach lakela nirei lav. That's what it means in the Pasuk in Lech Lecha when it says that Avram built a mizbeach to God who appeared to him. Hainu alzesh nirei lav, meaning not to the God who appeared to him. He made a mizbeach out of hodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him, and now he knew that this is the place he was supposed to go. That this is the place that he was going to inherit, that his children were going to inherit, that this was Eretz Yisrael. Ki arata lo ne'emar rak vayomer Hashem el Avram. Until now it said, God said to Avram, rak be'eretz Yisrael yishna madrigashel vayira Kadosh Baruch Hu nirelav. Meaning, he spoke to him, but now he was revealed to him. He saw him. It was deeper because he was in Eretz Yisrael. V'ze gam inyan she'emar mashal zekan. And that's the mashal that's said here as well. Ki be'eretz Yisrael, sham zachal hitgalut hazot shel yitzit el ba'al abira. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, that's where you can see the ba'al abira jumping out. Shi'arat Asher Eka, it's the land that I will show you, the land where I will be seen. Ba'yish b'chinat v'yar elav Hashem. You can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much more clearly. I was saying this, I think I might have said this to you guys, but I definitely spoke about it with one of the administrators. It struck me. I mean, and I know that there were reasons for it, but again, there's no such thing as nature. Remember back in by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur at Sukkot's time? It was crazy to me. Who would have imagined a time in history, not only when there would be a pandemic, but because of the pandemic there would be need to be a lockdown. Who would ever have imagined that? When would the lockdown be? The lockdown is from Erev Rosh Hashanah until when did the Seger end? Do you remember? Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. It was literally the month of Tishrei. And he'll say, but it's a Jewish country and it's based around the Chagina. Give me all the reasons you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God of the world, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I think, hopefully, I know we're all still going through it, but like, hopefully we can all look back. And to me, I was so mitragesh from it. I really felt from it. It was so stark to me. How could you, meaning, it's a secular, a tremendous secular element of the government, guiding the world based on the numbers, etc., etc., etc. No, how much more, it was so challenging to be in bidud in those times, to be in seger in those times. How do you not see, when the world is on fire, how do you not see that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who puts us into a seger from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Again, you have to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding the world. Yeah, in the negative sides also. That you have to go and say, this can only come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're at time, so I just want to finish up the paragraph, and then I'm happy to stick around. Last few lines. She'ar she'ar'eka ba'yish b'china v'yar lav Hashem. Ha'makom mesugal la'asig dargat ha'munah hazotu be'eretz Yisrael. This is something which can only be achieved in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz la'aretz lo haya v'yar elav Hashem. There's not this vision of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in chutz la'aretz. Rak be'eretz Yisrael hi'aretz asher eka. That's then we can mamish see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a different way, etc. Tov, he goes on and he finishes the paragraph. It's fine, we can stop there. To walk away from this is, again, the two things that we talked about tonight, just again to really bring them home. Number one is the two aspects of Emunah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my God. It's personal. No matter how low I go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my God. He's connected to me. And second of all, that we need to understand that when things are going bad, that when things are negative, they're still being run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our goal is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness, connect with him, and again, take his hand to be walked out from our personal galut and from our national galut. B'ezrat Hashem, we should be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should lead us out of galut and lead us to Ge'ulah. Shkolach, everybody.